Shia there, if you want to say.
Okay, today's daf is daf mem vav. We're holding the middle of the Amid, where you have the two dots. We learned yesterday until middle of the Amid, and we're starting from Ad Heichon Birchas Hazimun. From where does Birchas Hazimun begin and end? Now, we are familiar with Birchas Hazimun, that it starts with Rabbeisai, and it ends with Baruch Shechalim Yishaloi Yiftaloi Chayinu, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoi, and then we start the Baruch of Hazonis HaKoyl, of the first bracha of the Birchas Hamuzan. But as we'll see in the Gemara, it is not that simple, because that's what Rav Nachman holds, that the Zimun only is those four or five lines, starting from Rabbeisai, Yehi Shemesh HaMavoyrach, Pirshus, Nevorech, Baruch Shechalnu, those are the ganze Zimun, according to Rav Nachman. According to Rav Sheishis, the Inyan of Zimun begins from Rabbeisai, but it ends after Baruch Atah Hashem Hazon Es HaKoyl. Therefore, your Birchas Zimun is not just the five lines, it's 20 lines, whatever the number of lines is in the first bracha of Birchas Hamazon. And therefore, according to Rav Sheishis, if you have a Yochid who is eating on his own, or two people eating on their own, without Zimun, they start benching from Noidelecha. They don't start from the beginning of benching like we do. They start from Noidelecha.
When you start by Noidelecha?
I see everybody's quite agitated, irritated, upset. Tzachish, tzarid, tzimisht. Don't be upset, Rabbeisai. That's how Rashi learns Pshat in our Gemara, that the Inyan of Zimun starts from Rabbeisai and ends at Hazon Es HaKoyl. That entire first bracha is part of the Zimun. And therefore, if a person is benching on his own without the benefit of Zimun, he starts from Noidelecha. Now, I know that everybody here is very, very perturbed about this. Number one, obviously we don't paskin that way. But moreover, Toisus immediately shoots it down and says, how is that possible? Throughout our Masechta, we keep on learning about a person is Mavorach, the Sholish Brachis, or Me'ein Sholish, based on what you're telling me, that there are only two Brachis. It's only you have Zimun and you have the extra Bracha. But if you're benching on your own, you only have Noidelecha and you have Rachimna. And of course, you have a Teva Meite, but that's Midraban. Anyway, but that's the Pshat and Rashi. I see you're all perturbed. If you look at the second Toisus for a moment, Ad Heichan Birchas HaZimun, Pirush Rashi, Mamtet Ad HaZon, VaHaZon B'chal Shnayim, Einem Mavorchem HaZon, when you only have two, they don't say HaZon. V'loi Nehira, the Birchas HaZon, the Araisa, V'eich Yochid Potem, you know, how is it possible to go and say that a person should start from Noidelcha and not start from HaZon Es Oilam? Also the whole Nigin, HaZon Es Oilam, how can you start from Noidelcha? I mean, it's impossible. Anyway, but this is the way, please do me a favor, one second, let me just finish breathing, and then I'll try to respond, okay? If you want to open the door, close the door, you're welcome to do so, you're fully authorized. Anyway, but the point is, what our Gemara says is, that Rav Nachman says that the entire Birchas HaZimun is until the end of Nevarech, in other words, Baruch Shechal Mishloi Tvachayinu, that's the end of Birchas HaZimun. Rav Sheishi says it ends all the way after Baruch Atah Hashem Hazon Es HaKoy. Any questions at this point?
Yeah.
What would you like to ask?
There's an idea within benching that you say there's a very short thing. You said it's in Aramaic. There's like a four liner, five liner, six liner. You got benching that covers you in all benching. You know about this concept?
What does it have to do with this?
This is the Gemara.
It's nothing to do with this.
It's nothing
to do with this.
The text
stay on topic. It's nothing to do with this. Let's go.
I don't know. You have to ask.
First,
what
does it have to do with this? It's benching.
Let's go.
You don't know the text in front of you.
I'm going to
text
the Gemara.
Okay, so let's continue on. Ad Heichan Birchas HaZimun. Rav Nachman says Ad Nevorech. Rav Sheishis Omar Ad Hazan. Name it Ketanoi. Let us say that this Machloikis of Nachman is a Machloikis, Rav Nachman of Sheis, Machloikis Tanoim, the Tani Chodah. We have two brises. Brise number one is Birchas HaMozain, Ishnayim Ushloisha. The whole Birchas HaMozain is either two brachos or three brachos. For Daniel, there's another brise, Shloisha Vabo. Three brachos or four brachos. Tchamachloikis, what's going on? Says Imar, Savrua, we assumed that these two brises, the Kuli Alma, everybody agrees, Hatoiva Meitav Lav the Araisihi, that Hatoiva Meitav is not among the two or the three or the four, because Toiva Meitav is not Min HaToyah. My love, Hakimifagi. So what's the machloek between the two braises? Man di omar shtayim v'sholish kosovar ad hazon. Man di omar sholish v'arbe kosovar ad nevorech. What does Gemara mean? The one that holds shtayim v'sholish holds that the whole din of Zimun includes the first bracha of Birchas Hamazon. And therefore, if you have only one or two people eating, then they only have to make two brachas altogether. That's the shtayim. How's two brachas? Noida lecha, until at the end of noida lecha, bracha to Hashem, al-oritz, v'ala mazayin, and then rachim na, through, boine barachma v'yirshaloyim, amen. Those are the two brachas, that's it. While if you have three or more people, then you have shalosh. What are the shalosh? Shalosh is you start from Rabbi Yisai until the end of Azones HaKoil. Then you have Noida Lecha until Aretz Vala Mozoi. Then you have Rachim Na until Avinei Yerushalayim. So you have either two or three. That's the Mandiyama that holds out Azon. Mandiyama shalosh ve'arbe kasover ad nevorech. Like we hold. Meaning that if you have two people, then what's the din? They have three brachos. Hazonis Oilam until Hazonis Akoil. Noida Lecha until Aretz Vala Mozoin. Rachim Na until Vnei Yushalayim. So they have three. And if you have, Baruch Hashem, three or more people where there's Zimun, then you have four brachos. What's the four brachos? You have the Raboisai, which is considered to be one bracha, the Birchas HaZimun. And then you have the regular three brachos of the Birchas HaMozoin. So that works out very well. So l'choy, that's the machloikis. The first one holds Ad Azon, and the second one holds Ad Nevarech. So it's more like, now, Nishkarai. Now, just for you to go and see where we're taking this from about the two and the three, if you look at the Rashi here, the Kosovar. Rashi here, Kosovar is about a quarter down the Amud. Birchas Zimun Ad Azon. And therefore, Ukishahim Shnayim, listen carefully. If there are only two people, Ein oimrim ela birchas ha'oretz, which means you only go and say noide lecha uvoini yishaloyim, and you say the rachim no. Only those two brachas according to this mandiyama. Of course, we don't follow that, and the Tosis disagrees with Rashi and says it's impossible because how can you say that a person should only make two brachas when benching is three brachas? But anyway, but that's Rashi's chat.
First mandiyama says two or three.
Right.
Now, what is the third one according to two? We understand.
What's two?
Cut out the hazard asylum.
When you only have one or two people, no Zimun.
Right.
But if you have three
what
people, there's Zimun.
Now, what is the pshat two or three?
That's explaining.
What is the three?
That's explaining. Two or three is if you and I are eating together by ourselves, we only make two brachas. What happens if Brother Shai joins us? Then we have three. Then we're going to start from Rabbi Yisai through Hazonis HaKol will be one. Noida Lecha and Rachim. No problem.
Okay,
I was also confused. Anyway, so therefore that's Shtayim V'Shalish. She holds Ad Hazon. And therefore, if you're not doing Zimun, only two brachas. You're doing Zimun, there are three brachas. And we collapse and merge the Zimun from the beginning, Rabbi Yisai, through the Hazonis HaKol. That's all one long bracha. And then the other two is three altogether. The other man, the Yom Sholish V'Arba, holds like we hold. In other words, that under normal circumstances, if there's no Zimun, you have three brachas. You start from Baruch HaTo Hashem, you go until Boini V'Rachma V'Shaloyim, you have three brachas. And if you have Baruch Hashem, three or more people, then you have the Birchas HaZimun, the Rabbi says you have four altogether. We're not counting the Atoy V'Meitiv, because that's the Rabban. And Rav Nachman Tas, Tamir Shibis. Okay, so Zokti Yimor, yet, so L'choy, that's the Machlekes. Zokti Yimor, and night. Rav Nachman with two lines before the wide lines. Rav Nachman mitaris tatami, Rav Sheshi mitaris tatami. Each one is mitaris according to Shita. Rav Nachman mitaris tatami de kuli alma ad nevarach. Remember, what does Rav Nachman hold? Rav Nachman holds like us that the whole Rabbi says just those four or five lines and that's it. And therefore, he says both prices hold like me. Man di yom sholosh v'arba shapir. Now that's Rav Nachman's basic price, where he's saying that if there are only two people or one people, one person, then you only do the three regular brachas of Birchas HaMazon. And if you are fortunate to have Zimun, then you have Rabbi Yisai, so you have four. So that's Sholish V'Arba Shapir, that's simple. What about the other brisa that says Shtayim V'Sholish? Man Yem Shtayim V'Sholish Amalach. Hoch V'Birchas Poyalim Maskinan. Oh, the Shtayim V'Sholish is talking about that you do not have Zimun. You only have one or two people. Okay. But how do you only have two or three brachas? I understand, again, according to Rav Nachman, who holds like us, I understand the Sholish brachas. That's crystal clear. You have the three brachas. How do you have the shtayim? It's talking about b'birchas poyal and maskinan. It's talking when you have employees who are benching. What means employees? The Amamar. We had this already earlier on in the Gemara. What does that mean? If you have employees, workers that are working for an employer, and the employer says, I really need full production, I can't lose a moment. After all, the whole China is closed down, we're not going to be able to go and get anything from them in the next 60, 90 days or longer. So therefore, you really got to work hard. So then the Chacham said, okay, in such a case, we're going to go and make the three brachos of benching, we're going to make them into two. First, you say the regular Hazonas HaKoil, the entire Hazonas HaOilam until Baruch HaTo Hashem Hazonas HaKoil, and then your Kolel Boinu Yishaloyim, you merge the Rachim Na into Birchas HaOretz, into Noidelecha. Noidelecha and Rachim Na are merged. You leave out several lines. The Gemara never goes into the exact text of what you leave in and what you leave out, but you somehow merge it, and therefore you'll make a much shorter benching, and you'll have two all together. Emerson, you've said three brachas, but you've said it in a collapsed, merged version, so you're down to two. And that's the Pshem, the Shtayim V'Sholosh, says Rav Nachman. Rav Sheshet Matar Satama. Rav Sheshet says that both brachas can hold like me, as vos. Remember, Rav Sheshet says that you only say the Baruch Atzo Hashem, the Hazonas HaKoil, if you have three or more. If you only have two people, you only start from Noidelecha. So Rav Sheshet Matar Satami, the Kuliyama Adazon. Everybody holds like me. That the Birchas HaZimun includes the first bracha of the three brachas of Birchas HaMazon. Mandiyam Shtayim V'Sholei Shapir. Now that goes very, very simple, like the Gemara said before. If there are only one or two people, you only have two brachas, Noidelecha and Rachimna. And if you have three people or more, then you say all three brachas, starting from Raboisai through Hazonis HaKoil. And then Noidelecha, and then Rachimna. Oh, very, very simple. Umadiyam Sholosh Ve'Arba Kosovar, Hatoiva Meitiv D'Araisihi. Oh, the one that holds Sholosh Ve'Arba holds, not like we've been saying all along, that Hatoiva Meitiv was Niskan at the time of the Haruge Beitar, but it's Min HaToira, you have to go and say Hatoiva Meitiv. And if that's the case, don't count it two and three, but rather count it three and four, because Hatoiva Meitiv is also a bracha. And so therefore, if you only have one or two people, you only start from Noidelecha, according to this Mandiyama. So Noidelecha is one bracha, Rachim Noah is second bracha, and then Baruch HaTo Hashem, HaToiv HaMeitiv will be the third bracha. And if you're Zoichin to have Zimun, you'll start from Raboisai, and Raboisai and Hazonis HaKoil is one bracha, Noidelecha is the second bracha, Rachim Noah is the third bracha, and then Baruch HaTo Hashem, the bracha of HaToiv HaMeitiv is bracha number four.
How can Tov Meitiv be Midaraisa? The Nusach of it starts, again, after you say Amen, we said after Bnei Yerushalayim, we say Amen. And then we say, so do they have an entirely different nusach of their benching? Because all the other brachas don't start with Baruch. Right, thank you. A bracha smucha l'chaverta, we don't start. So the nusach of Atov Meitiv must be different.
What you're saying is perfect, and you'll see in another three lines, the Gemara is going to bring a raya that Atov Meitiv is lav d'araisa from the fact that we start with the Baruch Atov Hashem. So what you're saying is what the Gemara is going to tell us another couple of lines.
Now, according to the Rav, I mean that the Meisa Beita did not happen. The Meisa is Meisa Beita.
No, Chas Shalom. Everybody knows it happened, unfortunately. However, Mir Tashem, when you get to Daf Memches Umed Beis, you remember, I'm sure, from the last Machzor, the Gemara is going to tell us, Tana Rabbanan, Minayin LeBrichas HaMozim and HaTorah. How do you know Brichas HaMozim and HaTorah? Shenem it says, Yechalt V'zvot V'rach. And then the Gemara says, what are all these extra words in the Pasuk? So Yechalt V'zvot V'rach, that's Brichas HaZimun. That's number one. Es Hashem Lekecha, that's Birchas Hazon Es HaKoy. Then it says, Alo Oretz, Zu Birchas HaOretz. HaToiva, Zu Boinu Shaloyim. And then it says, Asher Nos Alach, Zu HaToiva HaMeitiv. So therefore the Gemara learns, according to one Mandiyamar, that just like the other three brachas are Min HaToira, Birchas HaToiva HaMeitiv is also Min HaToira, having nothing to do with Aruge Beita. Then you have a second Mandiyamar comes on the scene, Rebbe Yoimer. I respectfully disagree. He also goes through the Pasuk, and then he says, when it says, that wasn't Min HaToira, that was Taka Midrabot. So it's a machlokes. We all are hold and feel like... I'm sorry?
makes sense with four brokers.
Exactly. So that's how you get to four brokers, because he holds like Maniyama, Hatoyba Meitzer, Mediraisa. But it's a machloikis. Yeah. We constantly say that Hatoyba Meitzer, Darbonim, Haruge Beita, Ein Achanami, but it's a machloikis. When Maniyama holds, it's Mediraisa. Anyway, from this point on, the Gemara is now going to bring three rayas in a row that Hatoyba Meitzer is Darbonon and not Mediraisa. The third rai is going to be the one that Barry gave a moment ago, the fact that you start again, Baruch Atah. But we're not up to it yet. Omer of Yosef. Teida, I'll bring you a rai da toiva meitav lav diraisa. So basically, Rabbi said here, we have finished this machloikis between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshis as to how far the Hazan get. We're going to get back to it a little bit later on the Omer base, but at the moment, we suspend that machloikis, and now we're talking about the din of hatoiva meitav. And the Gemara brings a succession of rayas that Atoy v'Meitiv is the Rabbanan. Tei the Atoy v'Meitiv lav diraisa. Shari pri'alim oikun oisa. We have a special din that if and when you have pri'alim, like we were just talking about three lines earlier, you have pri'alim people, employees, workers that are working. What's the din? That the employer says to the employees, I need you to work. So you're allowed to go and skip that final bracha of Atoy v'Meitiv, and in fact we merge the other three brachas. We say the first Hazonis HaKoyl, and then Noid L'cho and Rachim No are merged, and we leave out, the P'alim can leave out Atoy v'Meitiv. Now you're wondering, how can you leave it out? Okay, it's not Diraisa, it's Drabon. But Achman, Drabon is also Vichtig. Can we go and relax all Drabon? Because yes, of course they're Drabon. Asafik Drabon is the Kula. Just Mishka Asafik. But the pshat is that the Chachomim, when they instituted Atoy v'Meitiv, they said that under certain very difficult circumstances, Bishas HaDchag, where the employer and the employees, we need to get the work done, then you can go and omit it. So that was part of the original Takana Drabanan, when they were Mesakin the Inyan of Atoy v'Meitiv, that under certain difficult circumstances, you can leave it out. But of course, if Atoy v'Meitiv would be Diraisa, you and I couldn't leave it out. We can't just go and push the delete button and say, well, I'm working hard today, I'll leave it out. And by the way, this of course is not Negei Halacha, because in Halacha it says that the employer and the employees today understand each other when they get hired, that they'll be able to bench the whole benching. They do not leave out the Hatoy v'Meitiv. This is only by Yom Mehem, but it's not Bizman Hazeh. So we have one raya that Atoy v'Meitiv lav diraisa, so the fact that Pialim can omit it. Raya number two. Om Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Mar Marta Mishmei Derav. Take the Atoy v'Meitiv lav diraisa, I'll bring you a raya. Shere Poiseach Baba Baruch. Vein Choisim Baba Baruch. You start a brand new bracha. Notice that Noidu Lecha doesn't start with a bracha, and Rachim No doesn't start with a bracha. Why not? As the Bryce is going to tell us in another moment, because these are brachos asmuchos lechaberta, which means you end off the first bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Hazonis HaKoyl, Noidu Lecha. So Noidu Lecha attaches itself to that first bracha, and therefore doesn't need to start with a new baruch. And the same thing when you finish Al Aretz Al Mazon, and you go immediately into Rachim No. So you don't have a new baruch. So Lechari, the same thing should be by Atoy v'Meitiv. Start Hakel Avinu Malkeinu Adireinu. Why do we start Baruch Atah Hashem? But because it's a Baruch Adirabonin, it's a brand new takone that the Chachamim instituted and they threw into the benching. So therefore, it starts off brand new Baruch Atah Hashem, as if we're starting a brand new chapter, so to speak. So that's why it's not considered Baruch Atah
Hashem. That's so logical, but it's okay, because the rice of the Kedim, there's no brachos that are the rice that start with Baruch. Could be the rice that start with Baruch, too.
Yeah, it could. It's true. Yeah,
if it's in sequence, if it's sequential.
No,
if it's,
I'm saying to use that as a raya, are there any brachos that are the rice that start with Baruch?
First of all, there are only
brachos that don't start with Baruch.
There are no brachos to Yeraisa with the exception of benching. And the Gabi Bechas HaTorah is a Machloikis Rambam and Toysis. But Min HaTorah, the only bracha is benching. And you find Takan Noid L'cho and Rachim No are known to start off a new baruch because of brachas Mod L'chavet. The other famous davening where you say so many brachas, of course, is Shaman Esrei. And Shaman Esrei, each bracha doesn't start off with a baruch except for the very first one. Because each one is a continuation of the other one. Right? They're all sequential. Yes, what would you like to say?
They're total in Bechas HaMazon. Seven or eight.
In Bechas HaMazon, we normally hold that there are four altogether.
Four altogether?
Yeah. You start with the Baruch Atah to Hazonis HaKoyl, Noid L'cho until Ha'olet Shalom Ozein, Rachim Noon to Bein Barach Mishaloyim, and then Atoy v'Meitiv is number four. The question is whether number four is the Arayis or the Rabbanan.
It's hard in the Sudei, so Yamin to Rachim on all the
Rabbanan. That's Kzuntai. I have no problem with it. They can say it 20 times, but that's not part of the Brachas. You're saying Amen. A lot of people, when you wish them Mazel Tov, and you should have Zoychet and Nachas and Achov and everything, they say Amen. But that's not a bracha, tzad bracha to Hashem, tzad al-kinu melcha ilim. Yes,
and the Mars Kasha, the point is, shetzech v'baruch, that's the main point.
Yeah.
The next four words are superfluous. Chesed v'baruch, not relevant. That should be, the meite or the raisa, shetzech v'baruch.
When you have to in Chesed v'baruch, he's just quoting the Lashon HaBraisa. Yeah. You'll see in a moment. Don't be nervous. Mandy and Hashem, we're going to get
it. There's a pretty wrong place to start. I'm sure it's not just
that. That's for extracurricular activity. That's for homework. Yes,
we'll talk about this. So, for instance, in Davin Shachris, we say, Ahav Rabba, we start with that. It's Dervonen, I mean.
Well, no, the reason why I have a rabbi doesn't start with the new baruch, because in fact it's attached to the baruch HaTor Hashem, Yoitza Am Oires, which you just finished.
Right.
Therefore, you continue on.
But that's the Rabbanan, that's not true.
All brachas are the Rabbanan.
Right,
exception
that's the key. That's the key.
All brachas
are
the key.
What's the key?
The point over here, the Rai is, why does Noida Lecha not start with the Baruch? Why does Rachim not start with the Baruch? Because it's a continuation of the previous bracha, it's bracha smuch lechavita. So the last bracha of Hatoiv HaMeitiv should not start with the baruch, but because we're beginning a new chapter, there's no longer the Araisa brachas. This is the Rabbanan bracha. The Rabbanan in Yavne or wherever instituted because of the Haruge Beitar. So they started with a brand new notebook. They started from the beginning of the page. Baruch after they started in brand new. So Zimar. So this is the Raya Sherpaseh Baruch. It sounds like we're learning the Braisa. Kol HaBracha is kulin. Your normal regular bracha is Poseach ben Baruch, begins with a Baruch, V'chois ben Baruch, and it ends with a Baruch. That's your normal, typical Baruch, your typical bracha. Yeah, all of them. Good, but there are a whole list of exceptions to the rule. Number one, B'birchas HaPeiros. Peiros doesn't mean dafki eating peiros, it means anything that you're making a bracha on. B'birchas HaNenin. In other words, if you're eating a fruit or a vegetable, or for that matter, if you're making a shahakol, you don't start off and end off with a bracha. You just end off you don't end off Baruch Ata once again at the end. In other words, for instance, Yoitza Or, that we say always by Kriyashma, right? So the beginning, Baruch Ata Hashem, Lekin Melcha Olam, Yoitza Or, Avoid Choshe, Choshe Shalom, etc. And it ends, Baruch Ata Hashem, Yoitza Moiris. So it's Maskel B'Baruch, and ends with a Baruch. Chut, B'Birchas HaPeiros, a short brachas, they do not have an ending. U'Birchas HaMitzis, Lesativ Batzitzis, Nitzis Tzvillim, all of those things, they don't end off with another bracha. Ubracha smuch lechavita. Oh, what we're talking about all along, that if you have a bracha which is samuch to another bracha as part of the original structure, like the case of Shemoneh Esrei, or the case of Noid Lecha and Rachina, it's smuch lechavita, you don't start with a new bracha. Ubracha achroina should be kriyashma. Also the bracha achroina which you have in kriyashma, that what? There too, you don't go and start off with a baruch, which would mean emes v'yatziv in the morning, or emes v'muna in the evening. That's a bracha achronis shebekriyashma, not necessarily the very final bracha. Of course, in the morning, the emes v'yatziv is the final bracha, it ends Goal Yisrael. At night, you have two brachas, or three brachas in Chutz Laretz. But there too, hashkivenu doesn't begin with a baruch, and it's done, Baruch Hashem L'Olam Amin V'Amin, is just a quote of a bracha, it's not a quote of a pasuk, it's not a formal bracha. Anyway, the point is that there too, you do not start with a baruch because it's a bracha smucha l'chavita. You're wondering, if the reason why bracha achronis shebekriyashma is a bracha smucha l'chavita, then why do we have this as a separate enumerated category? It's already parted from a new baruch because it's bracha smucha l'chavita. And the answer is because the emes v'yatziv doesn't come right after Oyev Amo Yisrael, in between you have the Kriyashma. So therefore, I might have thought that would be a good enough reason that we should start a brand new bracha before emes v'yatziv. We should go and say Baruch Atah Hashem Lekinu Melech Olam, and then go into emes v'yatziv or emes Amuna. So he comes to tell you that that's also called a bracha smucha l'chavita, and we don't start with a new bracha. Okay, now. Of these chutz, the chutz of Birchas HaPeiros, Birchas HaMitzvah, Brachas Smucha L'Chavita, Brachas Achroina, Yesh Menshe Peseach Ben Baruch, Vein Choisim Ben Baruch, some of them we begin, but we don't end, and Yesh Menshe Choisim Ben Baruch, that we end with a Baruch, Vein Peseach Ben Baruch, and that's the end of the Braisa. And now the Gemara is Medayik. V'atoi v'ameite Peseach Ben Baruch, V'ein Choisim Ben Baruch. The fact that Toiv HaMeitiv is a free-standing bracha on its own, that it starts with the baruch and doesn't end with... What do you have to have the Shepeseach B'baruch? About Toiv HaMeitiv should start off HaKel Avinu. What do you have to have the baruch HaTor Hashem L'Kinu Melech Olam, just like Noid L'Cho, just like Rachimna? The reason is Mechlal the bracha of Ne'atzmi is the simon that this is all on its own. It's a separate category of bracha. In which respect is a separate category? That all the others are De'Raisa, and this is Chachamun Mesak and Med De'Rabban. Okay. Everybody's happy. That, Barry, that was your irony.
Thank you.
25 minutes ago. Baruch Hashem, nice. We've gotten through it. Nice. Very good. I'll bring you another raya. Just to make it more difficult, right? Anyway, so the Gemara tells us we are oikerit bebeis ha'ovel. Now, what means we're oikerit bebeis ha'ovel? We'll see in a moment this is not unanimous. In fact, it's a machloikis in the braisa, which we're going to learn. Kidesanya. In the Beis HaOvel, if people have washed during the Shiva days, and now they're about to bench, what do we do now with that final bracha of the Atoiva Meitiv? Zokto the Tanikama, he's Mavorech, he says the bracha of Atoiva Meitiv. They say Atoiva Meitiv like all of us do, like throughout the year, and Chas HaShom, not on the Beis HaOvel, and everything is normal. Rebbe Kiva Oimer, they say Baruch Dayina Emes. Toiva Meitiv is Baruch Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Meitiv, Alt is good and fine. And we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even unfortunately on the things which are not so great. And we say Baruch Dayina Emes. Now, we don't mean Baruch Dayina Emes when you hear, Oy, Nebuch, Yankel Berel's Nebuch Kishtarben, ah, Baruch Dayina Emes. We're talking about as far as benching is concerned, you say Baruch Dayina Emes. Well, what do you mean? See, Gemara is going to explain in a moment. What we see according to Rabbi Kiva is, Rabbi Kiva says, we do not say HaToiva HaMeitiv in benching in Beis HaOvel. You say Baruch Dayna Emes. How can you leave HaToiva HaMeitiv? Siddach HaBaruch of benching. Is there another raya that HaToiva HaMeitiv is not min HaToira, it's only Medrabanan. So we have three rayas altogether, like the Mandi Amma that holds the Birchas of Muslim that the HaToiva HaMeitiv is Midrabanan. One raya was from the fact that Prialim Oikrin Oisa, that employees don't have to say it. Number two, because of the fact it starts with an Orch Nu Boruch Ato Hashem. And finally, because we leave it out in the Beis HaOvel. But now the Gemara is explaining further what did the Tanakama mean when he said Beis HaOvel Boruch HaToiva Meitiv. So Gemara HaToiva Meitiv and Dayan Emes Loi, doesn't he agree with Rav Akiva that we're supposed to say Dayan Emes in the Beis HaOvel? Says Gemara, you're right. Ela'im af HaToiva Meitiv, meaning both the Tanakama and Rabbi Kiva agree that when we get to the fourth bracha of benching, that we say Dayna Emes. Rabbi Kiva says you only say Baruch Dayna Emes. Masha'enken, according to Tanakama, you say both Toiva Meitiv and Dayna Emes. How does that work? How do you say that? See, more is going to explain. Mazutra ikla lebei Rav Ashi. Mazutra was visiting the home of Rav Ashi. Israelim Milza. Israelim Milza means that unfortunately someone had passed away. Pasuk Baruch, and now in the middle of benching, we get to that final bracha. What are we going to say? And now all the tape recorders come on because everybody wants to hear the nusach. And he made a bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem lekinu melech ha'olam, akeh levinu malkeinu adireinu. And he comes to HaToiva HaMeitiv lakoil. And then he continues on, HaToiva HaMeitiv, Keil Emes, Dayan Emes, Shoifet B'Tzedek, Lekeach B'Mishpat, V'Shalit B'Ilomoy, Lazes B'Kir Tzoynoy, Kichol D'Rochav, Mishpat, Shakol Shaloi, V'Anachtu, Amoy B'Avodav, V'V'Chol Anachnu, U'B'Koil, Anachnu Chayom, L'Hoydis Loi, U'L'Vorchoy, Goyder Pirtzois B'Yisrael, Protzis B'Yisrael, Hu Yigder Sapirtza Azois B'Yisrael, Lechayim. And that's the end of that bracha. How do I know that's the end of the bracha? Because if you look in the Toises Mar Zutra, you see the Toises, third Toises down below, he goes through a good portion of it, go down to about 10 lines into the Toises, where he's saying, Zois mi aleinu mi ala ovel, shebetoichenu l'chaim v'l'sholoim. That's the end. Now, harachman l'lechon l'ver, harachman l'spach v'shmai v'oretz, etc., etc. So you end off, like the Gemara said, l'chaim, or Toises adds, l'chaim v'l'sholoim, and that's the end. You don't see al yichasreinu, and you don't see all the rest. You finish off from there, and then you continue on the harachman. Other Rishonim, by the way, disagree with the Toises, and they say that when you come l'chaim, then you're supposed to say, u'gmalonu, gamlenu, elad, v'chein, v'ches, l'rachman, and you continue on to al yichasreinu. You do say HaToiva HaMeitiv at the very beginning. That's how he said, Pasuk Baruch HaToiva HaMeitiv, but instead of continuing on, Lakoil, and the singing, then he starts, Kel Emes, Dayan Emes, Yishef B'Tzedek, Lekech Mishwa. And then you go up to Lechaim, and according to Toys, you start Harachman right after that. Okay, so with this, we have finished now Raya number three. The Raya number three is only according to Rabbi Akiva, because according to Tanakama, you continue saying Hatoiva Meita Bebeisa Ovel. Perhaps the reason is because of the fact that it's Teoraisa, perhaps according to Tanakama. Where Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's the Rabbanan. And the same Rabbanan that said that normally you say Hatoiva Meita, say that when you're Beisa Ovel, you don't say Hatoiva Meita. You only say Rachmon Aslan, you say Baruch Tayan Ha Emes. Fine. We've concluded that shtickle. Now we're going back to our original Rav Sheshis that we had back on the Amud Aleph. What did Rav Sheshis say? Rav Sheshis said that Hazon Es HaKoil is not an independent bracha b'fnei atzmai that people should say. They should only say it as part of Zimun. That if you have three or more, you start a boisai. And you sing the whole thing until Hazon Es HaKoil. That's only when you have three or more, when you're doing Zimun. When you only have two people or one person, you start from Noidilecha. Aha. So now the Gemara wants to know, what about a hybrid situation? What means a hybrid situation? We had the Gemara yesterday. What happens if you have three people that ate together, and two of the people want to bench, and the third person says, I'm not ready for benching yet? As a chmoy chazan, he has to go and respond to the other two. So they say, Rabbi Yisai, Yishayim, Bar Shechalnu, and he listens to the whole geshaft, and he waits there until the end of Hazon Es HaKoil, and then he continues eating. Okay, now, 10, 15 minutes later, the other two people have left, they've gone to the Bismedish for a shir, and he just finished eating now, he's just washing my machreinim. He says, Rabbi Yisai, where do I start from at this point? Do I start from Baruch Atu Hashem, or do I start from Noidelecha? What's the Shaila? I was part of the Zimun. Right. So part of the Zimun, I should start from Baruch Atu Hashem. Yeah. And therefore, like all times with Zimun. But Lemaisi didn't bench together with him. He's benching like a Yochid.
And he kept eating.
So maybe he should start from Noidelecha. That's why I say it's a hybrid situation,
right,
because he was part of the Zimun, but now when he's benching, now he's the Yochid again. So if he was benching together with everybody else as part of the three, of course he would say the whole thing. But since he's a Yochid, maybe she only start from Noidlecha. And in fact, that's a machloikis here in the Gemara. Leheichan hu chayzer. That person that started off with the Zimun, and now he finished eating, and now he's benching on his own. Where should he start from? Rav Zid Mishmei Dabayi Omer Chayzer Leroy, should start from Baruch Atu Hashem. He was part of the Zimun. Rabbanam Lamokim Sheposak, he should start from Noidlecha. Let's take just a quick look at the Rashi. Lehechan hu choizer. Rashi's 10 lines on the top of the Yom. Lehechan hu choizer. Mishin it's tarav lezimun. The Omran the Ela Liba Drav Sheishes. The Birchas Zimun includes Adazon. Vuhutzach Zelios Mafzik Achilosoi Achi Yigmar Hamavorach Birchas Zon. He has to wait because he was still eating. Vachozer Zesh Hifzik Lishnaim Vigomer Sudosoi. This person who was Mafzik for the other two was Chozer. And he finished off his suda half an hour later. Where should he start from? Zex Dr. Rashi, Choizel Roish, Litchilas Azan, Shari Mischai, Nischai, Beziman, Shibetchilas, Shibetchila, Hukva, Begimel. After all, he started off with the three, so he's one of the Zimun people. He should say just like they said from the Baruch Atta, or the Magim Shapasek, the Birchas Oretz, from Noidel Chok, Yishar Yachid, like any other Yachid. Does the Shaila? Anymore says it's a Machlekes. Yes.
According to Rav Sheshis, though, you never say the first Hazan Sa'olam unless you have a Zimun.
Exactly.
So now that he's alone, how could he say that without a Zimun, without another Zimun? He said, Rav Sheshis said, you start from Noidelecha unless you have a Zimun.
Mm-hmm.
This person is now alone.
Mm-hmm.
How can he say Hazan Sa'olam Kulo? He doesn't have a Zimun.
So obviously you like the Rabbanan.
The whole question is with Rav Sheshis.
Everything with the Rav Sheshis.
Okay, so
both Rav Zid Mishmei Dabayi and Rabbanan are arguing what would Rav Sheshis hold by this Yachid who was part of the Zimun and split up from them because he continued eating.
Whether he was alone now or alone the whole meal, mm-hmm, he would always start from Noda.
So that's Rabban. Rabban Amri Lamokim Shapasak, like Barry says, and Halach is Taka like Barry, and like the Rabban Lamokim Shapasak. But it's not so difficult to understand what Rav Zvid Mishmei Dabayi is coming from. Because after all, he did participate in the Zimun. He couldn't continue benching then because he wasn't finished eating. So he said the very first part, that Rabbi Yisai threw the Baruch Shechal Mishaloi, and then he took a break, and he ate for another 20 minutes, and now he continues from where the others continued on, and from where he left off. Where was that? From the Baruch Atu Hashem. They continued going into Hazon Es HaOlam. He couldn't, but now he continues from that point on. He starts now Hazon Es HaOlam.
So even with Rav Sheshis, there's a break between the initial initial few lines and the hazan.
According to Abai.
According to Abai. Okay.
But not according to Rabban. Okay. Rabban like you, and they say you start noy
lecha. What are we so concerned about? Halacha like Reb Sheshes, we don't pass on Reb Sheshes. We're Nachman. That's what we said at the beginning.
Why would the more even say Hilchos? Okay, it's good. So now, L'choy Loit Rashi, you have a good point. However, Toises disagrees with Rashi. We didn't go through the Toises Pshat in the Gemara because he has a totally different Menhalach. He says that Rashi is impossible. How can you go and say that a Yochid should only make two brachas? Everybody knows Birchas HaMotzen is at least three brachas. Three, four with that Toiv HaMotzen. Say only two. That's why Toises has a whole different Menhalach. L'choy Loit Tim would be easier. But for that, you have to go through the Toises in the Amud Aleph, and there's Toises throughout the whole Sugya. Anyway, now from here until the bottom of the Omid, the Gemara is going to address different minhagim as part of a Seuda. What did the Parsim do, and what did Chazal do when they came together at a Seuda? First for practical perspective, and subsequently from halachic perspective. Even though you Rav Sheshes and all of your chevra are elderly rabbanon, in other words, senior rabbis, very choshev tamid chum, I want you to know, says Rish Kalusa, parsoi b'tzorchi seuda b'kiyum menaychu. When it comes to how you should set up your meals, the Persians are greater experts in that than you are. Now, really, this is not at all an insult or an affront, because the Rabbanan are not necessarily being osek in figuring out the various placements of people at the Seuda.
Etiquette.
As we'll see, well, it's beyond etiquette. The Rabbanan holds that etiquette. But the question over here is, as we'll see in a moment, where the people sat at the table. So, okay, the Persians did it one way, we do it differently, as you'll see in the Gemara momentarily. So Gemara explains, Bizman Shehein Shtei Mitos. Remember, in the good old days, they didn't go and sit at the table like we do. They were reclining, and that's the Haseba that we speak about always at the end of the Manishtana on Seder night. Is Bizman Shehein Shtei Mitos. If there are only two people altogether eating, 2 meters. Godol Mesev Barosh. The Godol meaning the more distinguished individual. He is Mesev first. Barosh means he's the first one that does the Heseba. The Sheni Loi, and the second person, the person who's secondary to him, Lemale Himenu. He would be to his left. In other words, towards the head side. Right? The person's lying down on the bed. So you have the head of the person, you have the feet of the person. The second person should be to his left, towards the head side, not towards the feet side of that individual. If there's 3 people, Godel Mesev Emza, that is, again, the most distinguished person, he takes the first seat, so to speak, the first bed, the one that's in the middle, and then the Sheni Loi, the one that is of secondary significance, he's Lamal Heimeno, he's on the left side, towards the head side, and Shlishi Loi, the third one, Lamate Meno, would be towards his feet side, down the other direction.
How do I know that Lamalu is to the left and Lamatu is to the right?
The way we know it is because that's how Rashi explains it. Ah. If you look at Rashi in the middle of the Amid, Bizman Shehein Shnayim, if you want, we can go one Rashi earlier. Bizman Shehein Shtei Mitois, right? You have Rashi, Shtei Mitois. Regilin Hoyu Lechel Beseba, people always ate Beseba. Al Tzidei HaSmolis, and they would lean on their left side.
Like we do on the Seder.
Like we do on the Seder. Moite Veraglav Oritz, and the feet go towards the ground. Ish Al Mita Achaz, each person had his own bed where they did the Heseba. Bizman Shehein Shnaim Godel Mesev Barosh, Kloimar, Mesev Tchila Al Mitos. The word Barosh doesn't mean he's the first one in terms of where the beds are placed, but it means he's the first one that does the Heseba. He lies down first. Sheni Loi, the one that's less distinguished, Lemali Menu. Mitas Sheni Litzad Mirashoisa Shel Godel. It's next to the head side of the Godel, which would be towards the left. Good? Bizman Shein Shloisha, Godel Mesev Emtza. Sheni Loi Lemali Menu. Shlishi Loi Lemate Menu means Litzad Miragoloisa, next to the feet. So if there are only 2 people, the second person is towards the head side. If there are 3 people, the third person is towards the leg side. Yeah, it's good. Anyway, yes.
Say Yamin is small, would be simpler.
It would be.
No.
Why the Russian Rashi would be out of business. Rashi would have nothing to do. We want Rashi Ochlom Abyssal Panusa. Anyway, so getting back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Shlishlo Lamatimen. Omalei. And now, this is what the Reish Kalusa said to Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes is now responding. Reish Kalusa, he said, these are such groisa chachum, the groisa Persians, they know how to go and place the bets. Sheikh Baldik, Amalei, Vachiboy, Ishtuye, Bahadei, Mitrit, Terutze, Vyosef, Umishtoye, Bahadei. Let me ask you something. If you have 3 people, it's logical that the Godoil is going to want to speak to, initially, the Sheni, yeah, and then the Shlishi. Because after all, the Sheni is the second distinguished person. The third one is the least distinguished. So if he wants to speak to them, he can't speak to them if he's lying on his left side and the second person is to his left. Because to be able to speak to him, you know what he's going to have to do? Says the Gemara, he's going to have to sit up. Mitzvah Terutzi V'Yosef. Again, if he wants to talk to person number two, who's to his left towards his head, Mitzvah Terutzi is going to have to sit himself up from his couch, V'Yosef, and sit up, and that's the only way he can speak to him. So wouldn't it make more sense to go switch it around? That have the Sheni to his feet side, so he could still lie there on his side, and talk to the person who's number two, which is down feet side, instead of having to sit up to talk to the person who's to his left, towards the head side. Amalasi told him, that's not a problem. Shani Parsoi, the Machvi Leiba Machik. When they would speak at a meal, they wouldn't speak by speaking with their mouths. They would go and do with signals, with hand signals. They would go and show back and forth hand signals, and that's how they would speak. The Gemara doesn't say why they use the hand signals, but presumably the reason is because the Gemara says, "Ein mesichin b'seuda shemiyaktim kona leveshet." Be careful when you're in the middle of a seuda not to talk too much, because if you talk whilst you're chewing, whilst you're eating, maybe some of the food is going to go down the wrong pipe, and chas v'shalom, you could have a serious issue. So therefore, that's why they probably did it with the feast, as opposed to speaking. Okay, so that won't be a problem. Now let's talk about further. Mayim Rishonim Mehechen Maschilim. What did the Persians do when we were Mechavet people? Mayim Rishonim. Mayim Rishonim means before washing for bread. Presumably they also washed, even though the Persians were not religious and they were not Jewish, but presumably they also washed their hands before the meal. Mehechen Maschilim, how would they start with the Mayim Rishonim? Amalei Min HaGodoil. The Godo would be the first one would wash his hands, and then everybody would wash his hands after him. So Freit Timura, Yeshiv Godo, the Yishmar Yodov Achinoit and Kulan. What happens if there are 10 or 20 people Gesundheit that are all washing their hands? So the Godo has to go and sit there motionless, speechless until everybody washes their hands. Isn't that L'chayra not a covered dikazach? It's a denigration of covered. The Godel should sit there, Yishmor Yodav, he has to wait, watch his hands, not to go and touch anything until everybody's noitly a die. Omole, it's not a problem, because la'alta maisi taka kameh. What the Persians do is, as Toises brought, remember a few days ago, in the good old days, they didn't have one large table. Everybody had a portable table. Some people call it a bridge table. I think you call it that, right? So each one gets a bridge table in front of them. So as soon as the Godel washed, they immediately put down the bridge table in front of him, and he immediately started going and cutting up the bread. And if the other people are not ready yet, that's fine. Whenever they'll be finished washing, they sit down, he'll give them a piece of bread. It's not Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos. We're just talking about cutting up the bread. He'll cut it up immediately and hand out the bread to everybody else. Well, maybe everybody else had their own bread. But the point is, he doesn't have to go and sit and wait. What about Mayim Achroinim Mehechen Maschilim? How do they do it with Mayim Achroinim at the end of the meal when everybody's fingers are all fatty and schmutzig? What do they do then? Amalei Min HaKotan. What they do is they start off with the least significant of all the people, and they work their way up from Kotan until Godel. Freitimor v'Godel Yosef v'Yodem Zuhamis HaShenoit Mekulan. After all, everybody's waiting for that Mayim Achroinim to go and clear their fingers of any schmutz. So the Godel, he has to sit there waiting and waiting until everybody washes their hands. First, is that a covet? What they do is they keep the table of the Godel in front of the Godel until he's ready to wash. Because until he's ready to wash, he can continue eating. And even if he's not eating, at least he has the availability and the possibility of eating. So therefore, he's not interested yet in washing his fingers. You see, he may still want to take one final bite or one final drink. So don't take the table away from him until you're ready to go and bring the Mayim Achroinim. So he's not just sitting there with dirty fingers waiting and waiting. Om Rav Sheshes. Anom Masnisi Yodan. Says Rav Sheshes, what you just told me, Reish Kalusa, is fascinating, but I want you to know we have our own minhagim based on the following braisa. What does the braisa say to Sanya? Ketzad Seder HaSeba, how do you work it out with HaSeba? Bezman change Shtei Mitos, if there are only two, Godel Mason Barosh, the Godel goes and lies down first, Vishen Lele Mate Menu, and the second one would be below him, that would be the second one, and therefore if he's able to go, if he wants to go and speak, he can go and speak to him because he's Lamata. Bezman change Shtei, if there are three, then He goes down first. The second one would go lamala, means towards the head side. And the third one would go down to the feet side. You got a problem over here.
Yeah.
If he wants to speak to the Sheni, just like Rav Sheshis asked to the Reish Galusa, right, don't we have the same problem over here? He may want to speak to the Sheni, right, and the Sheni is to his left, and you have to sit up. What are we going to do? And we don't do the mochik, liba mochik. We don't do the hand signals. So it's not my kasha. Rashi already asked this kasha. See Rashi here on the left. Sheni loy lamate menu. If there are only two, then the Sheni is lamata, says Rashi. Shem hutzrach godel saper imoy loy yitzarach liska. If he doesn't have to sit up because he's down foot side, leg side. See, just from his lying position, he'd say, Yankel, I wanted to ask you something, and he doesn't have to sit up. What happens if there are three? Sheni loy lamale menu. Oh, vimbol saper. If he wants to talk, misaper imashlishi loy. He should talk to person number three, who's the one that's foot side, leg side. It's not good at that point that he should sit up. Rashi says, now because of, Barry said, because of etiquette, it would not be befitting to have Sheni Loi down below towards his feet, because you know what's going to happen. Shehu lamata the cotton mi menu lamalehi menu. Because if you're going to do that, then number two is going to be after number three, and he's really going to be lower down. Don't be mashbul the sheni further down before the cotton mi menu. Shehu lamata the cotton mi menu lamalehi menu. The way Rashi is mashma that it's better to have number two to his left, rather than having it to his right, and that then he would be to the right of the person who's lamata, and therefore number two would be pushed down all the way to number three. I don't know why Rashi has to come on to that, because l'chayra, why can't you go and say that he should be number two to his right as opposed to number three to his right? And the Mefarshim talk about this Rashi. But the point is that already gets too extended, and there's an inyan, say the Mefarshim, that the Godol should be in the middle, as opposed to that everything should fall down from there, because by being in the middle, that shows a certain degree of royalty. And Malchus, he's the big boss in the middle. Somebody's to his left, and somebody's to his right. And therefore, that's the best Eitzah under the circumstances. That if you only have one person, he should be feet direction. If you have two, then number two should be to his left, to the head direction, and number three to the feet direction. Anyway, continuing on.
So how's that different than the Persian?
The Gabi, the three, there's no difference. The Gabi, the two, there's a difference. That by, if there are only two of them, by the Persian Minig, then he was all the way to his left. And he's saying that he has to sit up. He says it's much better to have him down to the right, meaning towards the feet, because then he doesn't have to sit up. So when you have only two, then that's the big difference. The three, that comes out lamasa the same. Now, mayim rishonim maschil min agadol, like you said, we allow the first person to wash first. Mayim achroinim is a big difference. Bizman shehem, hey, if there are only five people all together, maschil min agadol, so that the godl doesn't have to wait there with shmutzige hand, with shmutzige finger. Bizman shehem, hey, but however, if there are 100 people, and 100 lav dafke, explains Rashi, it means, for instance, 10 or 20 or 50, anything more than 5, anything more of a large number than 5, Rashi says, din asara, l'chol yoisameh, anything more than 5. Why? Because it's a gnai that the godel should have to go and wait for everybody else. Remember, when they're washing, they're also removing the table. So if the godel is the first one, person who's washing, if there are only 4 other washers after him, that's all going to take maybe a half a minute, so no great shakes. But if you're talking already 6 and 10 and 20 and 50 and 100, by the time they everybody washes and takes away the table, you might have to wait for 5 or 10 or 15 minutes. Pasnish that the godel should have to wait so long. So therefore, what do you do? Maschil min ha-godel, you start with the godel. If there are only 5, the godel washes first. But manche may, if it's much more than 5, if there are even 6, but especially if there are 100, maschil min ha-cotton, start from the cotton. Achimagim eitzel, hey, until you come to the big 5 once again. Now 95 have already washed. Now you're down to the 5. And you start the last 5. The godel should be the first of those 5. To that individual who's the one, the head of the 5. So the Mayim Achreinim is returning to him. That's where the bracha should start. Meaning, with the person who gets the Mayim Achroinim, we're going to be mechavid him with the benching. Says, you know, we had this already a few days ago. Whoever is the first notel yadayim of the mayim achrayim, he's tchilahu mizuman lebracha. He is the first one that we're going to be mechabed for the benching. Remember, we had this in the Gemara that was talking about the person who makes the bracha on the wine leachar hamazayim. We will mechabed him also to make the bracha of baruch atzi b'samim on the mugmar. Says Gemara, the same thing applies over here. The one that does the mayim achrayim, he's going to be the first one. We're going to be mechabed him for benching. And the Gemara now repeats the same story we had a couple of days ago, where the Gemara says, Rabbi Rabchia, have yaspis sudasa, kami de Rebbe. Rebbe was the Rebbe, and Rabbi Rabchia were the Talmidim, and Rebbe was in charge of the suit. He was the host.
Right.
Rabbi Rabchia are sitting over there, and what did Rebbe do? Amale Rebbe l'Rav. Rebbe went over to Rabbi, so to him, kum mashi yodach. Nu, shnel, shtay off, and wash your hands. Chazidom Rasis. So now Rabbi Chia saw his nephew Rav that he was trembling, he was shaking. Rashi doesn't say over here why he was shaking, but Rashi says a few days ago, why was he shaking? Because he thought the Rebbe was being critical of him. Either that, you slowpoke, why is it taking you so long to eat? Schnell, come on, everybody's finished. Wash your hands. We got to go and bench. We can't wait here forever. That's one reason. Or the other reason is because he saw that his hands were very, very dirty, and he said, you know, Rav, a little bit of etiquette, a little bit, you know, the way you eat, look at your fingers are full of schmutz. Come on, go wash it.
They didn't have tableware then.
They didn't have tableware. They didn't have napkins. All of the things that we have, the modern day culture with all of its wonderful things and all of its deficiencies, it was different then. Anyway, so Rav was all nervous about Rebbe's reprimand. Amalei, so Rav Chia said to Rav, Bar Pachsi, Ben Gedoylim, Ayin Bebechus Mezoyna Kamlach. He's not criticizing you. He's being mechavid you. When he's telling you, get up and wash your hands, what he means to say is, because you're the one that's going to go and bench, so prepare yourself for benching, because another minute we're all going to go and bench together.
But we learn the opposite. The first of the five is the one that benches. You just learned that before.
That's true. So the first of the five, he's the first one who's washing my machrayim. Therefore, we're giving him the benching because hamaskel b'mitzvah oimim loy gemar.
He's the first of the five.
He's the first of the five. So here, in this case, I don't know how many people with Rebbe. Maybe there were only three of them. But let's say there were 25 of them.
Rebbe had a table. There was nothing missing on the in the summer or the winter. It was.
It doesn't say how many people were eating at the table.
It was
100% right. Okay, but Lamaisa, for all we know, there were only three people. Maybe there were 20 people. But he was number one of the final five. And we told him, Rav, no, get ready to wash. All right. Why do I have to wash? So Rav was concerned that he's being picked on because he didn't have proper etiquette or decorum. And said, no, he's just being mechabed you with benching. We'll stop over here. And Rabbi Alper Mitchum will start tomorrow. Tana Rabban, have a wonderful day, a wonderful few days.